Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Let me make one final announcement to all the staff before I adjourn this staff meeting. To promote employee health and well-being, we'll be providing everyone with free physical checkups. Doctors and nurses will be here all next week. If you get a checkup, we'll give you a voucher for a free meal at the company cafeteria once your physical checkup is complete. I'll send a link to the online registration form by email later today. Simply fill it out no later than this Friday if you're interested.
Number 71. What does the speaker mention is available to employees? Number 72. What will be given to employees who are participating? Number 73. How can employees sign up? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Marcus Jacobs, and it's time for my show on good health. When you decide to lose weight and to get in shape, you don't have to purchase a membership at an expensive gym. Instead, you can save plenty of money by exercising around the house. To help you, I've come up with a wide variety of exercises using regular household items. I've got them listed on my blog. Feel free to try them and to post some feedback on my website regarding how successful they were. I'd love to hear from you.
Number 74. What is the radio show focusing on today? Number 75. What solution does the speaker recommend? Number 76. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Mr. Harper. I'm Greg Farrell from Unit 45 in Sinclair Apartment. According to the contact list I received while moving in, you're the property manager here. I'm calling to tell you that this is the fourth day in a row the landscapers you hired have been using extremely noisy equipment to mow the lawn and to do other yard work outside my window. It's 6:30 a.m. right now. Please call me back so we can discuss this matter. I've got a job interview, so I'll be away all morning, but I'll be back home by 2. Number 77. Who is the speaker calling? Number 78. What does the speaker imply when he says, "It's 6:30 a.m. right now"? Number 79. What is the speaker supposed to do this morning? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for paying a visit to historic Webster Farm. Today we'll start the tour by walking through the gardens. The farm's original owner, Timothy Webster, planted formal gardens in addition to having several practical vegetable gardens. We'll go through them first. Next, we'll drop by the main house so that you can get a glimpse of what life was like in the 1700s. Finally, we'll visit some of the farm's outbuildings, one of which is now a gift shop. You can purchase numerous items, including food products that are fresh and produced right here on the premises.
Number 80. Where does the talk most likely take place? Number 81. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 82. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let me welcome you to today's seminar on improving relationships with existing clients. I'm Gina Watson, and I'll be your instructor. First, let me apologize for the late start. The laptop wouldn't connect to the slide projector, so we needed a technician to come here to solve the problem. Oh, I noticed some of you didn't receive the booklet you'll need to complete this course. There are some on the table at the entrance.
Number 83. What event are the listeners attending? Number 84. According to the speaker, why is the event starting late? Number 85. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"There are some on the table at the entrance"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon. As the CEO of Simmons Financial Services, I enjoy these quarterly meetings with the board of directors since we can discuss our company's future. As I'm sure you're well aware, we've been increasing in size and hiring new employees, so we're running out of office space. While I had originally considered purchasing a building on the opposite side of town, I was made aware yesterday that the building beside us will be put up for sale next week. It'll be expensive, but I'm in favor of it. I don't think staff should go across town for a meeting or whatever. They would be a lot more productive if they didn't have to worry about losing time driving several miles across the city.
Number 86. Who is this talk intended for? Number 87. Why is the speaker talking about a change? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"I don't think staff should go across town for a meeting or whatever"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Sylvia. It's Bruce. I really appreciate your closing up the store tonight while I was home preparing for my trip. You were a big help. I just drove by the store and happened to notice that the lights are still on, though. I'm heading to the train station now. Would you mind returning to the store and turning off the lights? In addition, please be aware that a maintenance worker will visit the store tomorrow around 11 a.m. I finally decided to have the sound system fixed. Call me anytime if there's a problem. Bye. Number 89. Why does the speaker thank the listener? Number 90. What does the speaker imply when he says, "I'm heading to the train station now"? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will happen tomorrow? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon, Mr. Devine. This is Alice Sampson from Country Time Magazine. I'm calling to inform you that your restaurant, Fresh Season, has been chosen as one of the top restaurants in the state. The decision was made based on an online customer satisfaction survey the magazine conducted. Congratulations! We're going to run a special article featuring your restaurant in the December issue. I'd like to take some photographs of you and the interior to improve the quality of the article. Please let me know if you're interested by calling me at 742-9872.
Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 93. What is the purpose of the call? Number 94. What does the speaker want to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hello, this is Danielle from Thompson Textiles. I'm calling to let you know that I received your email containing your thoughts on recruiting some new clients. I'd love to discuss the matter with you on Friday for an hour or so. My 3 o'clock meeting just got cancelled, so how about getting together then? If you could bring the information about some of the companies you're thinking of contacting, I'd appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Number 95. What does the speaker want to talk about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which of the speaker's appointments was cancelled? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to bring? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and map.
We should start planning for the upcoming tech fair. As you're well aware, we always hold the fair in the Jefferson Civic Center, but it's pretty far from the airport, so numerous attendees have complained about that recently. In order to improve attendance, we're going to move the event to the Sanderson Convention Center. It's next to West Station, which is only 4 stops away from the airport. Now, let's think about which room each vendor will be in. I want to start with the mobile phone vendors. They're always very popular, so we should put them in the room nearest the auditorium. It's also the largest of the rooms we're renting.
Number 98. What event is the speaker talking about? Number 99. According to the speaker, what was a problem with the previous event location? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Where does the speaker want to have the mobile phone vendors?